Good afternoon all, it's Monday the 22nd of April and I'm in the car as you can no doubt hear. I have no idea if you can hear me or not. I don't seem very good at doing booths where people can hear me, so this is no different. I've been to a client meeting today for a tender. There's this tender process going on and today they called in all the people had made it to the second stage in order to discuss their tender documents. So that was quite interesting. I think I gave a fairly good account of myself. If not, I gave an account of myself regardless. It's either what they're looking for or it isn't. So we shall see. It's quite a nice little contract to get though. I wanted to talk a little about following on from Simon, SM2N's boot. Simon, it was Yana as well, wasn't it? So see Simon and Yana show again. I don't have any particularly strong opinions either way about Scottish independence. I don't understand enough of the politics to be able to form a sensible opinion, I suspect. I do tend to agree with Simon, though, that if the majority of the Scottish people vote to be independent, I don't see why they should continue to stay as part of a United Kingdom. It makes no sense, as he says. I also just think that you've probably got a bit of a vocal minority thing going on. Not many people speak loudly for the status quo. In any sense. So you're not going to hear lots of people saying that the current state of affairs is great, we want it to continue. Because people don't talk about things like that. People don't talk about things being good, they talk about the things they feel about. I think it would be useful for the UK in general, certainly for the rest of England, is more devolution of power and money away from London. I think it's very difficult for the institutions of government that are based in London to be able to respond and produce policies that make sense for other parts of the country that are so different and so remote from London. People in London just do not have an appreciation for what is happening elsewhere in the country, and realistically they can't. In the same way that someone in Manchester or someone in Newcastle has very little views, opinions or knowledge about what's happening in Cornwall. Why should policy be made in London and geared around the problems and the issues facing the South East affect and be foisted on every other part of the nation? I think it would be far more interesting if we devolved the policy making down to a sort of regional level. It would be fascinating to see what happens, but I think that only the people in the North East have a sense of what the best policies are to make the North East the best North East it can be. And similarly for the Midlands, North West, South West, etc. And even the South East. Obviously the South East is completely biased because London is in the South East, so the policies tend to be biased towards the South East in a way. So I don't know, but that's my general view. Not particularly about Scottish independence particularly. I don't know if they'd be better off or worse off or the same or whatever. I do think that a London-centric policy system isn't necessarily the best